This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's right. You remember that story from a few weeks ago.
I think that's great.
Yeah, there's some pretty hilarious stuff that went on, I guess, the Daily Show that I thought I wanted to share with you just because it was that funny. They interviewed some Trump supporters about their opinions about the Space Force. Dean and Mark here in the studio with you tonight. Mark, you also want to talk about, speaking of media, the mainstream media. There's a study that you found about how apparently there's one group of people that's still on board with believing the mainstream media, and you'll share that with us coming up here tonight. But to continue, a topic that I kind of barely touched on at the very end of the last hour, brought up Venezuela again here on Free Talk Live. It's a situation that we've been following here for several years, at least, on the air to see, you know, watch this socialist hellhole crumble into just a terrifying situation for the poor people that live there. It's awful, and hyperinflation is ravaging their economy. Right now, one U.S. dollar will buy you approximately 3.5 million bolivar. 3.5 million bolivar.
For a buck.
For one U.S. dollar. Venezuela.
It hasn't moved yet to Zimbabwe standards, but it's on its way.
It is in hyperinflation, absolutely.
I think now is a good time to mention to all the listeners that you and I are multi-trillionaires. We have, stapled to the wall over here, a
It's right here in the
$10 trillion bill. Now it's from Zimbabwe.
Only one person can hold that bill at a time, though.
Well, I mean,
the studio is holding it at the
moment.
We
have possession of it.
You are the one who has the closest. You have active possession of it. You could stop me if I wanted to go and try to actually take that off.
I like the way you think. That you exist.
That makes you a trillionaire.
That I am a multi-trillionaire. Yeah. You are but a pauper. And, I mean, ultimately, we've got this. The government said it's money at one point at least, and we've got it. So.
Well, and it's funny now because it's, sitting on the wall here, and it's a cute point that we can make on the air. But the people who were living under that situation.
Yeah, it's devastating.
We're probably starving or near starvation, and that's what's going on in Venezuela, where people are losing weight year after year because they don't get enough food, because it's just not available. Not only that, but transportation.
Statism kills.
Well, literally. And we've talked about how just of a dire situation it is there. They can't get medicine. They can't get toilet paper. They can't get chickens. They can't get, toothpaste. They can't get the basic items that we all take for granted in our comfortable lives today. They can't get them.
Right. You can't even, if you have a chicken in Venezuela, you're probably sleeping with it.
To keep it alive?
Right. Well, I mean, yeah.
Somebody else is going to steal it?
If you kept it outdoors, somebody's going to take it, wring its neck, and, kill it.
Absolutely. So, we talked about the medicines. We talked about the food. We talked about those situations. But what about transportation? Because we had discussed.
They have lots of oil there, supposedly. They're smuggling gasoline and oil out of the country to get necessities to smuggle them in.
Yeah, but you're talking about the black market activities, and there are,
that's going to happen.
And if you're going to get food, it's probably going to be from, the black market. If you're going to get, grocery style products or whatever at all in Venezuela, that's likely where it's coming from. But the only aspect of transportation that we've really touched on prior to this story we're going to tell you about is the sort of the highwaymen, the robbers on the roads who have been waylaying truckers and literally just robbing them blind of whatever kind of food they might have on those trucks.
It's got to look like Mad Max out there.
That's what it is.
These people are desperate enough that they're just going to run out in the middle of the road to try to do whatever they can to
stop you.
They're
putting spike strips and,
running
people
shooting,
off the road.
Shooting people right out of the driver's seat, that kind
of
thing.
Well,
and
there's
the truckers
some of them
are probably just running them over if they have to.
It's getting very intense. So that's one of the stories we shared here with you. Now, here's more about sort of just the day-to-day, because even though the economy is screwed, people still got to get stuff done, you know? Even though the hyperinflation is destroying the quality of life in Venezuela, people still got lives to live.
Yeah.
They still have places to go. They have things to do. But how do you get there if you can't afford it? If you can't afford it, like here in the U.S., oh, your car's broken down? Well, you can take a cab. According to the AFP, packed inside a barred pickup truck that looks like a mobile cage. You've seen those chicken cage trucks?
Yeah.
Where there's like a bunch of chickens shoved in that cage, they're driving around or whatever. Now imagine that for human beings. Hmm. You seen those cages with the dogs in them stacked up in China where they're eating dogs?
No.
You never seen those pictures?
No.
You can go look it up. Dogs in cages, China, whatever. This is kind of like that. Far from banning the kennels, as they're known, due to a spate of fatal accidents, governors and mayors are even launching their own fleets, free of charge. This is the solution to a public transport crisis. In the Libertador community, or excuse me, municipality, hometown of President Nicolas Maduro, himself a former bus driver, the words "Loving Caracas" can be read on the transport trucks. But that belies the reality of a situation in which 55 people have died since April using improvised transportation methods such as these kennels. By the way, this story again, the AFP reporting here. In May, 16 people died in Merida in just one accident. Livestock cage. Danger aside, the trucks are uncomfortable to ride in. Quote, they're as ugly as can be. It's like riding in a livestock cage. You get bumped here, bumped there, said Jose Miguel, a 20-year-old bricklayer from the Caracas suburb of Los Valles de Tuy, he told AFP. It's a joke, he added. Damn it, if you're going to provide a bus service, how can you use a kennel? The government, though, blames the crisis on labor unions and has accused them of sabotage.
Well...
Public transport in Venezuela, it's never the government's fault. They've always got somebody to blame there.
There's always somebody.
Public transport in Venezuela is provided by private companies.
To hear socialists blaming labor unions, you know the desperation is set in.
Right? It is the end of this particular society. According to the story, the public transport in Venezuela is provided by private companies that have a permit to carry passengers. But 90% of the public transport fleet has been paralyzed by hyperinflation. Providers simply can't earn enough to pay for spare parts, so they cease to run their buses. A bus with a capacity of 30 people can generate only about 5 million bolivar a day. But for example, a spare tire on the black market costs a billion bolivars. So you just can't do it. It's not possible.
Why is the pickup truck working then?
Well, it's somebody who's shoving 30 passengers into the square footage of a pickup truck, basically. So you're getting, you know, whatever kind of economy of scale there that you can get.
Sounds to me like the bus companies need to hire some pickup trucks or just shove their buses more full.
Hyperinflation has scourged us all, says Oscar Gutierrez, a bus driver and union leader in Miranda State. He says of 12,000 buses, only 10% remain. The same problem triggered the collapse.
Like in existence or just on the road?
I suspect that means on the road. But who knows? They might have just cannibalized the existing buses to pull parts out of to keep some of the buses running.
I imagine that's the case.
Because
it would have to be.
Unless the parts... Well, first of all, if presumably they're getting a lot of the auto parts from outside of Venezuela, if they can get the auto parts. And then you're encountering the same problems that every other industry has encountered in Venezuela, which is to say that you cannot buy things from outside of Venezuela with a bolivar. So you have to amass U.S. dollars in order, or, you know, euro or whatever it is they'll accept, in order to purchase a, you know, an oil filter or a
but it's hard,
set of tires.
Nearly impossible to get those other currencies.
You can get it. But you can't legally import anything. So, like, if you want to get an oil filter for your car, you'd have to contact somebody in the black market who then might be able to smuggle it in for you somehow. Because you can't order a pallet full of them from, you know, AC Delco. They're not going to send it to you because you can't afford to buy it. You can't spend U.S. dollars legally on products in Venezuela. So you can't, as an auto parts store, just buy inventory.
Yeah.
Because you can't get the, you know, you can't use the thing that you need to use anymore to get this. I mean, it's just crazy.
Everything's gone black market.
Yeah, so, and that means that, you know, the black marketeers are going to do what they can to get the thing to you because they're going to get paid.
Yeah, they want to get paid.
But they don't have the same distribution channels. They don't have the ability to buy in volume when
also,
it comes to auto
parts.
Also, if
they take your money, they might not give you the product because, well, why would they?
Well, there's more coming up here in moments. I mean, to some extent, they, unless they're going to come into a town and then leave, they could probably be found. More coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. It's already been an extraordinary year for the Innocence Project and their clients. They've already freed more innocent people in the past 12 months than in any year in the history of the Innocence Project, and they're gearing up to do even more. The attorneys and paralegals for the Innocence Project are dedicated to doing whatever it takes to set an innocent person free. To support them, a new cohort of law students have recently joined and are excited to help with more than 200 cases of clients seeking to prove their innocence. 9 clients have been exonerated and reunited with their families in 2018 already, and your support now will help build on the incredible momentum of exonerations. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about an absolutely terrible situation that just continues to spiral down into the pits of despair. It's Venezuela focusing on the transportation or the lack of any decent transportation in Venezuela. That's what we're talking about here tonight. At this moment, with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And also want to make sure you know that there's the Tom Woods podcast out there. You might have heard of Tom Woods during the Ron Paul campaigns of 2008 and 2012. He's a New York Times bestselling author and has written over a dozen books, including The Politically Incorrect Guide to American History. Since September of
2013.
Since September of 2013, Tom Woods has been putting out The Tom Woods Show every single weekday, which means he's racked up nearly 1,200 episodes so far. And that's a big library. You can search for, of course, different guests like Ron Paul and Judge Andrew Napolitano, David Stockman, and hundreds more, talking about things like the war, Federal Reserve, net neutrality, the FDA, Austrian economics, and many other subjects of interest to libertarians. Find Tom Woods Show online at tomwoods.com or search for Tom Woods Show in your favorite podcatcher.
Do you think it's harder to do a podcast? I'm talking sort of emotionally, psychologically, harder to do a podcast than it is to do a radio program. Let me support that.
I don't do a podcast.
I understand.
We podcast the show, but we do a radio show first and foremost.
You may be better qualified than most to answer the question, though. And I'm just thinking, if it's a podcast, you're not accountable to anyone except your listeners. So if you decide,
right.
Well, it's, and I don't know what time he does his show, if it's live or anything like that, but
I don't think he's live.
I've heard the show, and let's say he does it at 10 o'clock every day. Well, you can kind of fudge that. Oh, I'm late. How about 10:15?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, at that point, you could just say, not today.
Sure.
And
that's the nice thing about podcasts. You can't produce when you want.
You can't do that on the radio.
Right. We got to be here at a certain time every single day.
We owe it to our stations. We owe it to our listeners, you know, those kind of things. So we're more nailed to it.
Yeah.
Whereas a podcast, somebody producing a podcast, Tom Woods is clearly showing here a high level of initiative, I guess is what
he's there every day doing it.
Yeah. Amazing.
And that's almost unmatched. I mean, there's very, very few people who are doing it at that level, are doing a libertarian podcast at that level.
Yeah.
So, check him out. So we're talking about the just absolutely dismal situation in Venezuela, which is a bunch of different factors mixed in together here that's creating a situation where people, because there are so few providers for transport, meaning if you don't have your own car, which would be very hard to maintain, given the prices of parts in Venezuela, if you got a car, good luck if it breaks down, right? You better cross your fingers and hope that you can maintain that sucker in working order without having to spend too much money, because as soon as it breaks down, you're likely not going to get it back on the road.
Yeah, it's unlikely you're going to get it back on the road, and that means the more
You're very, very wealthy.
The more you drive it, the you better know how to fix things, too.
Yeah.
But the more you drive it, the more likely it is to break down. So now you're talking about an increased cost of transporting people. If my truck that I'm going to take out and drive you around in is going to break, and it will, inevitably,
it's inevitable.
Everything will break. And I'm unlikely to be able to get it back on the road, then I have to basically get from you everything I'm going to get from you much earlier than I would if I was providing you transportation
right.
every day.
And you can't save the money that you earn. If people are paying you in Bolivar, you better have a way to go convert that to dollars real fast or cryptocurrency.
Or chickens or whatever.
Whatever, because, you know, you wait a day, you wait a week. You know, your Venezuelan bolivar is now worth half of what it was.
Right. Weimar Germany stuff.
So you don't have the ability to save if you're if you're a provider of transport services, you can't just sock away the money that you're earning because it will be worth nothing by the time you actually need to buy the oil filter or whatever.
And don't forget the gasoline is perishable.
That too. So there's the fact that, you know, hyperinflation is making it impossible to get car parts. That's one thing. But also, as they point out here, the people who are providing or supposed to legally provide public transportation are licensed private companies.
Yep. They've also thrown up their hands and walked away.
They can't afford to repair their fleets. So give up. Well, if you have to have a license to provide transport services, in a specifically a private transport license, meaning that not just a driver's license, but a license to, you know,
sure,
be a cab, essentially, then that's restricting the marketplace. So if somebody's out there who was willing to give another person a ride, they can't legally do it. You can't just buy a bus and hit the road and then, you know, drive around and pick people up and drop people off. Not legally.
When a government's in the kind of condition Venezuela's in, laws really just don't matter anymore.
You don't think anybody's enforcing that one?
How could they?
I don't know. I mean, it wouldn't be hard to spot any bus on the road and ask them if they've got their permits, right? Because there aren't very many of them.
Yeah, well, against whom are they competing? Who are they driving out of the market?
That's a good point. But in anyways, what they're saying here is that the governments are the ones who are now providing this service. So because the private companies are basically decimated by the hyperinflation, now you've got these what they call kennels. So imagine a truck with a fence in the back and just loaded full of people. People to the max in the back of that truck. That's what the governments are now driving people around in. And then maybe the reason why they can do it, Mark, is because they're governments and they're subsidizing it. You know, maybe yeah. That's why it's even possible. According to the story here, the same problem triggered the collapse of the Caracas metro system, which had been effectively free, as the absurd price of tickets couldn't cover operational costs. According to Gutierrez, bus drivers have resorted to remarkable measures to try to eke out a living, avoiding work during the hottest hours in order to extend the life of their tires. Venezuela's buses are...
Never heard that before, but it makes sense.
Yeah.
The hotter the tire gets, the gummier it gets, the more it's going to rub off, yeah.
Venezuela's buses are the oldest in the region, but not because they don't have newer ones. Gutierrez says, quote, the government imported newer buses in 2015, but already there's a cemetery for those buses. That same government couldn't maintain them. The outlook is bleak. The International Monetary Fund has projected inflation in Venezuela will reach 13,800% this year, with the country already feeling
the backlash.
That won't
get better. And exactly. It's not the fault of the United States. It's not the fault of the trade unions. It's not the fault of anybody that Venezuela is talking about here. This is because their rapacious government attempted to nationalize everything that was profitable, just ate it, gob, 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 yep. Destroyed it. And now, you know, the rich got rich. By the rich, I mean the government rich, because the rich people either left Venezuela or became
poor.
If
they're smart.
Yeah.
Yep. That'll reach 13,800%, with the country already feeling the backlash through food and medicine shortages. The lack of buses in operation meant private truck owners started carting around passengers before Maduro's government decided to roll out their own fleet free of charge. So the crisis apparently has spread all over the country. In the oil-rich state of Zulia, the most populated, Henry Morales has to wait hours to go anywhere, however he can. He says, I've ridden on garbage trucks, dump trucks, and trucks without roofs, said the 51-year-old hospital worker. Added to the lack of buses is the lack of banknotes. A single journey can cost you 30,000 bolivar, but banks only distribute 100,000 bolivars per day, leaving people with a delicate and daily balancing act over how to spend their meager resources. We're coming up here.
And those bolivars become worth less every day.
Yeah, by the hour, basically, at this point. 855, 450, free like freedom. You can join us on the radio. This is Free.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You USA Radio News.
What the president focused on was a judicial philosophy. What he focused on was a body of work by Judge Kavanaugh. Look, make no mistake about it. Judge Kavanaugh is a conservative jurist. He's a principal conservative in the tradition of Justice Scalia. When you look at cases that he's ruled on.
Vice President Mike Pence sitting down to discuss President Trump's nomination of Brett Kavanaugh to replace Justice Anthony Kennedy on the Supreme Court. President Trump arrived in Brussels today ahead of his meetings tomorrow and Thursday with NATO leaders. Before leaving Washington, D.C., the president struck a rather optimistic tone regarding getting a deal worked out.
NATO has not treated us fairly, but I think we'll work something out. We pay far too much, and they pay far too little. But we will work it out, and all countries will be happy.
The Dow Jones was up 143 points today. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want right here. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com would like you to know about Save It Purse, now taking Bitcoin Cash. We've talked for years about SaveItPurse.com on Free Talk Live because we use it. I use it regularly.
I just used it.
Usually a few times a month at least, because whenever I need something from Amazon, I want to get 20% off. I might want to get 30% off, and I can decide what percentage discount I want. If I'm, you know, not in a rush, I can set it to 33%, the maximum discount, and hope that somebody will bite. Now, you know, actually I did that a few weeks ago, and I haven't gotten a bite, so sometimes it's hard to get 33% off, but it's always easy at 20%. 15%? It's almost a guarantee it's going to get snapped up within hours, if not minutes, of when you put
minutes.
It on there. So it's very, very fast and very good. It's a great way to save big time on the purchases you make in Amazon. But the catch is you have to use cryptocurrency. And it used to be that they only had Bitcoin or BTC, but now you can use Bitcoin Cash natively at SaveItPurse.com. That's SaveATPurse, SaveItPurse.com. We can talk a little more about Venezuela. We had the story about the kennels, people just packing into the back of government-run trucks to get from point A to point B because the government screwed up and they can't do anything right. Because that's what governments generally are like. And so they really screwed up because, well, the hyperinflation has made it impossible to get parts to fix cars. and trucks and buses, and so basically their entire fleet of buses has gone into complete disrepair, and now they're just literally shoveling people into the backs of trucks with, you know, cages around them, essentially. They're calling them, the people are calling them kennels, because it reminds them of how dogs and animals are treated. Let's go to Dan. He's in Nebraska. There's a little bit more about the latest on inflation in Venezuela. But, Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, so I actually didn't want to talk about inflation in Venezuela.
That's okay. It's an open phone show. You can call in about anything you want, Dan, so go right ahead.
I will say as a quick note, though, just unrelated to the rest of my call, I actually work with I work in a kitchen, and there's a couple of Venezuelans there, and I've actually talked to them about some of this, these stories, and I mean, it's just absolutely crazy. They definitely are passionate about, you know, telling their stories, too, whenever, you know, there's some sort of news about Maduro or the inflation, or I'll casually bring it up. And it's just
are they Maduro fans, or are they Maduro
fans? No, not at all. Not at all.
Meaning they are not fans, is what you're saying.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, but, so what were you calling about tonight?
So the other day I called in to sort of take a few picks at Ian as far as the ideal libertarian society or maybe, you know, what would happen in a hypothetical libertarian society. And I wanted to continue that. And I saw this story about this couple. They, their baby fell out of a crib, and they called 911 to get to the hospital. There were no bruises or anything. There was no actual damage. They gave the baby a bottle of formula, and it slept for like 3 hours in the hospital. And when they get the bill, it was $18,000.
Wow.
Now, in a libertarian society, what could you refuse such a bill? Would the propertarian, according to the NAP, have the right to...
The NAP is the non-aggression principle.
Pursue these people for that $18,000, violence or not?
Okay, so you rightly point out medicine, terribly messed up in this country. It's terribly messed up around the world. One of the problems is that people feel that they have the right to medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons is you know, in United States history, at one point we had a 90% tax bracket. Before that, employers never considered covering insurance for people. It was never in any way attached to that. So what happened was, rather than paying their employees money above into this 90% tax bracket, which 90% goes into the government rather than the employee, not particularly motivating to the employee, they began to cover things like insurance, medical, optical, dental, you know, whatever they could, a company car, whatever they could throw at you in order to dodge this particular thing. Maybe they'd cover your housing. And as a result, what we saw was people became divorced from the pricing of medicine. And now when you go into my wife and I, 10 years ago, we had a son. I was asking the lady who wanted to run tests on my wife. You know, she, well, you're pregnant. Let's run a bevy of tests on her.
What do they cost?
What's this cost? She didn't know.
That's how seldom that question gets asked.
Well, yeah, she had no clue. That's not her job. She's there to provide medical help, and then the people down in billing are there to bill you.
Mm-hmm.
And,
or the insurance company.
Yeah, as a result, or the insurance company. In most cases, it's the insurance company. As a result, you know, we got tests that we didn't need, and I actually refused to pay them. Now, in a libertarian world, it's unlikely that you would have a situation where you could, credit gets a little weirder, right? Like people can pursue people over debts and that sort of thing. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. I don't know. But ultimately, I would say that medicine would return to an equilibrium if people were responsible for paying for it. And that's where you have the problem. Is it messed up today? Yes. Does it have some terrible results like what you're talking about? Yes. Is that capitalism's fault? No! It's the opposite of capitalism's fault. It's statism's fault. The government made this problem, and they can't dig us out.
Well, keep in mind the government also restricted supply. So there's a restricted supply on doctors. There's a restricted supply on hospitals. There's a restricted supply on
nurses. The AMA is a union that prevents...
American Medical Association.
The American Medical Association is a union that basically decides how many doctors we're going to get every year.
Right.
And... You know, that's how they control the supply of medicine,
right.
And it keeps the pricing up nice and high.
Exactly.
If you want to, and this is for everybody, if you want to see how the medical system could be better in this world or in this country, look up the Impossible Medical Solution, the Impossible Solution to Healthcare. It's a blog post, and it goes through the price. It shows a menu of items that you can get from a hospital in like the 40s or something.
Oh, really?
And then it talks about what the pricing was then, and it talks and it translates in these into modern day dollars,
right.
And it gives you an idea of what it would cost to have a baby and those sorts of things.
Yeah, didn't they like figure it out based on like how long you'd have to take off of work or how long you wouldn't be getting paid? You know, how long you would have to be able to afford to leave these, you know, your job in order to get these sorts of treatments, and that you know you would have to leave for longer and longer periods of time now in order to be able to afford it. I don't know if I'm making any sense there. But.
Yeah, he's got a whole blog post here. He goes into it more than I can on the air right now.
Like basically,
now.
You could take a week off from work and have enough to pay for an entire pregnancy, sort of thing.
Here it
in
is.
The past.
The golden era of the 1950s, when everyone paid cash for health care. Maternity rates. This is having a baby. Keep in mind, it cost $10,000 when I went to the hospital here in Keene, New Hampshire, 10 years ago.
For when you went to the hospital?
No, this is for the whole baby. The baby having package, presuming you don't have any add-ons to your baby having package.
Okay.
Wards, that means everybody sleeps in one big area.
Mm-hmm.
$14. Semi-private, I presume that means.
Is this translated to today's dollars?
No.
No, okay.
This is what it cost in the 1950s.
Yeah.
But what we can see is you can look at what cars cost then and what cars cost now, and you can see there's a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
Something more has happened. Babies happen on their own.
They do.
Yeah. You really don't need a doctor for them, although it's a good idea to have one on standby. But, you know, having one on standby, not worth $10,000. So a private room. Deluxe private room. This is
for a baby delivering.
The full boat for a maternity. $23.
All right, stand by, Dan. We'll let you respond here in moments. Dan in Nebraska with us. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. What would healthcare look like in a world in which there was no government to tell everybody what to do and to put all kinds of mandates down on companies and providers and doctors and insurance companies, etc., the individuals? 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you want to join us, it's Free Talk Live.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
90% of Americans say saving for retirement is one of their most important financial obligations, and more than 80% admit that they could have saved more. That's according to the latest survey from American Century Investments. The company's Diane Gallagher explains.
Having debt, not earning enough, and unexpected expenses remain the biggest reasons why Americans don't save more for retirement. And when it comes to actually putting money away, they gave themselves an average grade of C+.
For more results, visit AmericanCentury.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free here. The number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about health care, and a lot of people believe that it should be free, that they should just be able to just walk into any old place that provides health services and just get everything for free because it's their right. And this is a very dangerous idea, because ultimately it leads to government control of healthcare. It leads to one-size-fits-all government healthcare, where essentially death panels end up deciding who's important enough to receive whatever care they're willing to dole out.
Ultimately, that's how it has to be. In a world where services are finite, there's only so many people to provide so many services, there's only so many resources that can go into keeping one person alive. When you're talking, should we save the 90-year-old who needs $100 million worth of treatment, or should we save 100 babies that each need $1 million of treatment? What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, I mean, you can't blame somebody in that position for having to make that choice, but it's the fact that those positions are created in the first place. Because if we have a free marketplace in healthcare, then there is no limit to supply, no, at least no artificial limit. Then only the market would limit supply through whatever natural means are necessary. You wouldn't have these arbitrary, doctors' unions like the AMA standing in the way of anybody who wanted to provide similar services. You wouldn't have the government through their FDA and through, other governmental regulatory bodies at the state or local level standing in the way of the creation of hospitals and creation of different techniques and approaches, remedies,
right,
medicines. All of this stuff is retarded by the government.
Yeah. Also, tell me when the government, the state, is good at research and development.
They're not.
I mean, just, yeah, they're, I suppose the best I've been able to come up with is the Manhattan Project, when they created the nuclear bomb, the atomic weapons that they dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That's the best I can come up with, because most of the innovation that's coming out of the medical, in medicine right now, isn't coming from governments that have socialized medicine.
Let's get Dan back on the line here in Nebraska. And, Dan, you're back on Free Talk Live. By the way, Dan's one of our participants on the Free Talk Live Discord chat. And if you want to chat with Dan and Gene the Christian Anarchist and other listeners of Free Talk Live, as well as some of the hosts, you can hop in our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm. It's free, and it's there 24 hours a day, before, during, and after Free Talk Live. There are listeners in there chatting with each other about various different topics in different chat rooms with different subjects, and it's free. So go to discord.lrn.fm. Dan, you'd originally brought up this situation with a couple desperately bringing their what they thought was injured baby into a hospital and getting hit with an unexpectedly large $18,000 bill when ultimately nothing was really wrong with the child, apparently. And you were saying, well, you know, what would this be like in a libertarian society? And essentially our answer was, well, the market is completely skewed and distorted today because of all these restrictions placed upon it, and that if it were allowed to operate, in much like other mostly free marketplaces, like, you know, computer parts, for instance, prices go down over time, service gets better, quality gets better, the product gets better than, you know, what it was 10 or 15 or even 5 years prior to that. We could have healthcare like that. It just isn't like that because there is no real robust competition. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. We got too close to another dog and then just a lot of noise.
Oh, I didn't hear a thing. Anyway, go ahead.
So basically what, well, first I just want to say I'm very satisfied with that answer. That was a good answer.
Thanks.
I guess I just more or less called in to play devil's advocate because I do agree, but
good.
People
Thank you.
Bring up the American.
If I can't get someone genuinely pissed off about it, I'll take one somebody who's fake pissed off about it. Yeah,
I appreciate it, man, because, you know, otherwise it's just me and Mark talking here, and I talk to him all the damn time, so it's nice to hear from
him. Also, you know, it's difficult to know exactly what people are thinking out there at any given time, and you're right, healthcare is something that's important, and it gives us an opportunity to do libertarianism 101 for people, so thank you.
No doubt. Dan, anything else you want to share tonight?
I have a couple things. One thing I want to say, though, related to that is I think especially questions like this are important to answer because, for lack of a better word, there's just, like, a lot of bootlicking, I feel like, that a lot of public libertarians or that a lot of people kind of do where they sort of, like, worship these corporations that kind of screw over Americans, well, if not only to be trolling. You know, there's not a lot of compassion and libertarianism to people who aren't really don't know much about it.
You know, so when you say they're worshiping corporations, can you give me an example of that?
Well, you know, when I believe it mostly to be trolling, but when you're talking to somebody who loves to like praise, oil companies and cable companies and other like monopolies and oligopolies and military industrial complex related kinds of businesses and telecoms and insurance providers, and
it must be people trolling on the internet because I don't know those people in real life. I've never met those people.
I've definitely met them in real life.
Really?
But
have you met any of these people who are just lauding mega corporations within the libertarian movement, Mark, around here? I don't know those people.
The libertarian response to, well, these corporations take over and blah, 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 is that corporations are creations of the government. The corporation simply cannot exist without the organization that claims the monopoly privilege on the use of violence in a given landmass giving a piece of paper saying you are not responsible for your actions.
Your liability is limited.
Thanks for the money.
Yeah. So a corporation, we should be clear, though, because it's not clear. The term corporation is something that gets mixed up with the ideas of companies and businesses. And let's be clear. We would have businesses in a free market, but there wouldn't necessarily be the idea of a corporation because, again, that's an issuance. It's essentially a file folder. It's a creation, a legal fiction created by another legal fiction and another corporation. This is all just legal fantasy is what we're talking about here is, you know, the corporate structure, the corporate names, the all capital letters. You know, there's all kinds of theories that float around this. But ultimately, a corporation is a file folder with papers in it that says there's a name attached to this idea, and that name itself could be sued for a thing that happened, but the individuals who are associated with that name in some cases cannot be sued directly because even though they might have been associated with that legal thing, that corporation, the corporation itself is the only thing that's liable for its actions, and so it shields the individuals from any liability for their actions and in tandem with that corporation. So ultimately, that's kind of the whole point of corporations was to shield the politically connected and the wealthy from liability. And so in that from that aspect, I don't believe in the idea of corporations because I think people should be liable for the things that they do.
People will probably figure out ways to contract for joint ownership or profit taking from, you know, some venture or something like that. Whereas, you know, like maybe, for instance, Ian says, I'm going to start a radio program, Mark, but I need $40,000. And I say, awesome. I'll give you $40,000. And what you do is you can give me half of your profits for the next 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be something similar to what you know, the public stock market is or something like that without having to the liability on my part.
Sure, you could register a contract with some kind of an organization, like you talked about a stock market or whatever, some agency that could recognize that contract, could call it a thing, call it a name, and then put that on some marketplace or whatever. I mean, there would be ways to have.
What I would want to do is protect myself from suing. So if Ian starts a radio program and what his real plan is to go on the public airwaves and cuss his heart out,
mm-hmm.
You know, every night of the week, and then he somehow creates some kind of liability, I don't know, the station sue him or something,
yeah.
And then he's got $100,000 in lawsuits against yeah. him, I don't want $100,000 of lawsuits against me, so I need protection.
So you could write that into a contract.
Pretty easily.
Yeah. So there you go, Dan. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And let's go to the Discord on-air call-in line room where Gene the Christian Anarchist is on the line with us. Go ahead, Gene.
Hello, guys.
Hey.
I called to give you guys both a spanking.
Uh-oh. What do we do now?
Last night, Melanie was right. You two were both wrong.
What was she right about?
She was right about not a libertarian cannot be one of the goon squad.
The cops.
Right.
All right, hold on. We'll let you explain that here in moments. Gene the Christian Anarchist with us on the Discord on-air call-in line room. Sounding like he's almost sitting in the studio with us here. If you want to sound the best possible, and let me tell you, we want you to sound the best possible because it's more pleasant to listen to for us and for our listeners. Join us on the Discord chat and just hop into that on-air call-in line room when it's available and we'll get you on the air. Hour number three is next. Stick around. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extra from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.